New York Republican Lee Zeldin creates PAC ahead of possible Senate bid. By Jacob Bliss on March 1, 2023. Former Long Island, New York, Republican Congressman and gubernatorial candidate Lee Zeldin created a Political Action Committee, PAC, to increase Republican turnout among young people and voters of color ahead of the possible U.S. Senate run. Zeldin announced on Wednesday that he would launch Leadership America Needs PAC to help candidates looking to increase Republican turnout among young people such as Millennial and General Z voters, in addition to voters of color, including Black and Latino voters and Jewish voters, The Hill first reported. The former congressman, who will serve as chairman, said, "Through a deeply committed effort to more enthusiastically engage the cities and suburbs, we were able to flip traditionally Democrat voters, drive the message, and assemble the down-ballot success needed to change control of the House of Representatives. We will take what we learned in New York, apply it across the country, and help deliver the leadership America needs to confront the challenges of the future. Republican leaders must do more to effectively empower compelling voices, exceptionally articulate a resonating message, and actually deliver the red wave election America needs," Zeldin added. As Breitbart News reported, Zeldin, running as a Republican nominee in the gubernatorial race against Governor Kathy Hochul, D., last November, created one of the closest gubernatorial races in New York in 20 years. Despite losing, his candidacy was ultimately seen as a success by creating significant inroads for other GOP candidates across the state, including at least 10 House seats, one held by Democratic Congressional Campaign Committee, DCCC, Chair Representative Sean Maloney, DNY. Since then, the former Republican gubernatorial candidate had been floated as a possible candidate to run for head of the Republican National Committee, RNC, which he did not end up doing, and more recently, being reportedly floated to run for Senate against Senator Kirsten Gillibrand, DNY, in 2024. As the Washington Examiner's Jack Burrell reported, Zeldin only lost to Hochul in New York by 6 points, significantly different from the last gubernatorial race in 2018, when the GOP-aligned nominee lost by 23 percentage points. In addition to his strong performance in the general election, he helped provide a lot of success down the ballot. Jacob Bliss is a reporter for Breitbart News. Write to him at jbliss@breitbart.com or follow him on Twitter @JacobBliss.